From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Erin McKinstry. U.S. Department of Justice and Ferguson, Missouri officials say the city is still poring over old municipal court cases. They're trying to determine which should be dismissed as part of an agreement with the Justice Department. About 90 people showed up yesterday evening for an update on reforms in the St. Louis suburb. Several residents questioned the progress being made toward reviewing the backlog of court cases. More than 10,000 old cases are still being reviewed, with plans to dismiss charges for minor violations. Justice Department Attorney Jude Volek says 32,000 cases have previously been dismissed, many for failure to appear in court, a citation often criticized as generating revenue on the backs of poor and minority residents. Governor Eric Greitens' efforts to replace Missouri's top education official are said to come to a head during a closed state Board of Education meeting. But it appears unlikely that there's enough support among board members to oust Education Commissioner Margie Van Deven during Tuesday's meeting. Three members recently appointed by the Republican governor requested the meeting. It takes five votes to fire Van Deven, and one of the five people Greitens appointed is hesitant. Unless Van Deven's opponents can sway one of the three board members appointed under the previous governor, they'll be at least one vote short. Van Deven's departure would allow Greitens to appoint a replacement. He flew in a former leader of a charter school management organization in August. Requests for comment to the governor's office were not immediately returned. Missouri transportation officials say this year's spike in Amtrak ridership continued to rise from July through October. The Jefferson City News Tribune reports the State Department of Transportation found a 5% growth in the number of Amtrak riders on the twice-daily trains at the Jefferson City station. Officials believe the new trend may be a result of increased gas prices and successful summer promotions attracting new riders. Past years showed a decline in ridership. Officials attributed the drop to low gas prices and delays during the construction of a high-speed rail service to Chicago. Colleges around the state have started to offer new math courses in response to the Missouri Department of Higher Education's Math Pathways initiative. It's designed to give students math classes that are more closely aligned with their programs of study. So far, some colleges no longer require introductory college algebra for students who don't need higher-level math classes. Rusty Monholland oversees the Math Pathways initiative. He said these alternative courses should not only set them up for academic success, but also career success.
I think we've been failing students by not giving them the kind of mathematics content and knowledge they need to be successful in their own lives and their own their careers.
Monholland said the initiative has received great support on campuses throughout the state and that colleges see the need for specialized math courses. For KBIA News in Columbia, I'm Erin McKinstry.